Rebecca Wilmarth can see the empty school building across her lawn.
But now that I look back on it, it was like a domino effect of things that made this place so deserted. Like, the school closed, families had no other option but to relocate or send their kids, you know, somewhere else.
Red Devil also has no health clinic and no store. It doesn't have a tribal council or city government. All that's left are 20 people who don't want to leave and a contaminated former mine site. But Rebecca and a handful of others are trying to find reasons to stay. And to do that, they need to revive Red Devil city government and jumpstart a few basic services. She isn't the only one trying to make it happen. Glenn Morgan is working with Rebecca to revive the town.
But if we get a clinic and, you know, get a road service and stuff, and they'll, you know, they can stay then, you know, have something to look forward to.
Glenn's niece, Leanne, is 21. She wants to return to Red Devil to work as a health aide.
If I could build a house here in Red Devil, I think it would be across the river if it's possible, where my grandparents are and what's where they used to live.
But first, the town needs a health clinic and other basic services. Red Devil has never been recognized as a municipality, but they did have a community association up until 2009, and through that, access state funds. But all that officially dissolved in 2013. The population of Red Devil dwindled over the past 50 years after the Mercury mine shut down. Red Devil residents held a casual community meeting and elected Glenn Morgan as president, his brother Joe as vice president, and Rebecca as secretary and treasurer of a city council. They aren't sure what comes next.
But then where do we go from there? Who do we say, hey, look, here we are?
They are all pitching in on phone calls, Wilmar says. Red Devil is too small to be recognized as a municipality. You need 25 people for that, and Red Devil has less than 20. And there aren't enough tribal members in town to revive a tribal council. But that hasn't stopped residents here from dreaming of building a bigger community.
I think Donlin is a great possibility for jobs.
Most of the jobs for Red Devil will likely come with the proposed Donlin gold mine. If completed, the mine would be one of the biggest in the world, just 50 miles down the Kuskokwim River. It needs several more state permits, finish its dam safety certification, and complete a feasibility study to reduce construction costs. It's unclear when Donlin will complete that. At home in her kitchen, Rebecca is whipping up a batch of pancakes for her youngest daughter, Corinne.
Are you going to put syrup?
Yep.
What kind of syrup?
Chocolate.
Rebecca's oldest daughter is going to school in Palmer, where Rebecca's mother lives. Rebecca talks to her every morning just before she goes to class.
It's hard seeing her, you know, away from me, but it's good that she's socializing with more people.
And Rebecca knows she's got a hard choice coming soon.
So there's going to be a point where I will have to make a decision on homeschooling her again or relocating myself, and not looking forward to that.
Right now, residents have plans for that empty school building. If they can buy it back from the state or even lease it, they plan to open it up as a community center. It might even hold the health clinic. Other jobs could come from tourism and fishing.
There's not really any too many places, I think, on Earth that you can have, you know, two airplanes parked in your yard and just have jump in your plane from your front door and take off, or jump in the boat or on your snow machine and just go.
And Red Devil residents hope to hang on to that just a little while longer. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Red Devil.